to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and joining me each week, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you going, mate?
I'm doing really well, actually, because Mrs. Fizz and Baby Fizz are both out of the house, and that means pizza and beer night for Steve.
Hey, same with me. My missus is out, so pizza and beer for me.
Awesome.
All right, so big show to get through. We're going to be talking team drops, captain's corner, or captain's lounge, as we like to call it now, some late pickups, and we've got a couple of questions to go through at the end of the news. But starting out with the news, Jed Adcock elevated to off the rookie list, so good news there if you're an Adcock fan. Clay Smith being put on the long-term injury list after suffering a bit of a complication with that knee reconstruction. If you're a Richmond fan, not good news for you with Deludio, Marrick and Edwards all out again this week, with Lids missing with that quad and Marrick out with the back. Not good there. And Hamish Hartlett, there's been whispers around he's got a bit of hamstring tightness and could miss this week if you are a Hartlett owner, which I am in our listener league. So not good news there, Steve.
Well, that's funny.
Thanks, mate. Wishing injuries upon players. That's real funny.
Well, okay, fine. Yeah, no, that's a good point. We hate the injured players and I shouldn't laugh, but it's you.
Steve likes to laugh at my misery.
There you go.
And also in really sad news, young Justin Clark from the Brisbane Lions retired today after still suffering from those concussion that he suffered back in January in pre-season training. Some scary news. He was on the radio today saying how he forgot which side of the road to drive on and couldn't remember the next 3 weeks after being hit. So sad news there, but I know he was doing an apprenticeship in something or some schooling, so he's got a backup to fall on. So all the best to Justin there.
Yeah.
To follow us on social media, we love the questions. Please do keep them coming in. You can follow us on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to Facebook and to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Hit the like button there. Leave any questions that you might have, which we've been getting. Please. Also, leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher. We'd like to see that. Hit the 5-star reviews. It all helps us go along there. Jumping in now to the teams. A fair bit to get through. Some interesting ones here. Starting off Friday night between Collingwood and Richmond. Obviously, we know about Dane Swan's injury and Steel Sidebottom. Also, Jared Witts. Had some sort of injury, was it, Steve? Or...
Yeah, he split the webbing between two of his fingers, so they need some to rest that. It's not really a long term thing, but
We know Brody Grundy's a better ruckman.
Man, if you got Brody Grundy stashed on the bench, we know when he's on his own, he scores pretty well, definitely above 90. So I've picked him up in our league of record. Oh, we're playing each other in our league of record.
We certainly are.
So I've picked up Brody Grundy to roll out there as my ruck.
Cool. Against Sean Hampson, I can see about 200 points coming up here.
I actually wish it was against Marich because Marich is wearing those concrete boots now and he can't jump.
And get around the ground. It's like, I'll stay at the centre bounce and that's it.
Yeah.
And
either way, it's good for my man.
And so coming in this week for the Pies, we've got Ben Reid, Adam Oxley, Brody Grundy, and James Aish to debut for the Pies, which we probably see him running off half back if Maynard's out, you would think, wouldn't you?
Who, Aish?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's an interesting one. I think with Oxley out, that's Oxley's the sort of half. Oxley's a good kick. They'll look to use him off half back, replacing Maynard, and I could see Aish pushing up the ground.
Yeah, because Sidebottom's out, and Swan, so you'd probably expect him to roll through the middle for a little bit, you would expect.
Yeah. On a wing, no worries.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the Tigers, you got Super Steve Morris he's worse than Reece Palmer and Taylor Adams' efficiency. Out Shane Edwards out with that hand, and Daniel Rioli also dropped after one game. But coming in, you got Sean Grigg, Taylor Hunt, and Jaden Short playing his first game this year. Don't know too much about Short, but I'm glad Greg's playing because I actually drafted him in our league.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. I wanted to mention on the Collingwood side, with Sidebottom and Swan out, if you needed to stream a forward this week, like you got some forward injuries, Jared Blair's a pretty good option. The guy tends to, they tend to push him into the middle when there's people missing. We know he can tackle contested ball. I know he's not a great player, but as a forward fill-in, that's, you could do worse.
Good little
put stream it that way.
This week.
Yeah, you could do worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on to the first Saturday game, we've got the showdown number 755.
Why do they keep numbers of this?
Who cares? No one cares. So number 755 of the showdown, we've got Nathan Van Berlow out and Kyle Hardigan in. Probably not a big surprise there.
I give Dom Plyke props for finally dropping Van Berlow. That guy sucks and has sucked for years. So I give him props for finally dropping him.
He likes to swing the axe. He's stamping his authority. I like that.
But no one's dropped Van Berlow, and the guy's just so past it.
Yeah. Well, you look at him last year, they pumped him up. What did he average, 55, 60?
He's not the player he was, but he, I don't know. Whatever. Good on you, Don Pike.
And for Port Adelaide, Matthew White out with that torn pectoral. I don't have any pecs to tear, so I wouldn't know how that feels.
You got some man titties.
I do. And the Tump, Jimmy Tumpus, in for his game for Port Adelaide. So big in there for Port Adelaide.
Good luck to the Tump.
Good luck, yeah.
I'm not choosing you, but good luck.
He did all right in the NAB Cup, I thought. But
good luck to him.
And not much to talk about there, but oh, this is going to be an interesting game. Essendon versus Melbourne, Saturday afternoon at the MCG. Couldn't they have got a better game, really?
The barn burner.
Oh, yeah. In for Melbourne, the print, Lumumba, and Angus Brayshaw. Good to see Brayshaw get his first game this week. Out, Sam Frost. I thought she was on The Bachelor. And Oscar McDonald.
Do you see she's been, Sam Frost, the Bachelor chick's been copping heat for being too thin?
Yeah, because she gets up at like 3 a.m. now.
Oh, man, she's an attractive woman. Lay off people, man.
Yeah, she wants to lose weight, let her lose weight. Who cares?
I'm more of a fan of her than the Melbourne Sam Frost, I'll put it that way.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Good to see Gus. That'll give him even more grunt in that forward and midfield. And for the Bombers, out. Simpkin, the Bird, Craig Bird, Sean McKernan. Interesting out there, actually. Coming in, you got Nick Comer, Michael Hartley for his first game, and Fantasia. So not too much to talk about there. Hartley.
Well, it's interesting with Hartley and Fantasia. Maybe they're going to roll Mitch Brown forward. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I like the, he actually played pretty well, Hartley, in that NAB challenge. And I thought Simpkin was, well, in a bad game, not too bad, to be honest.
Either way, you're going to have to be in a deep league for these guys to be relevant.
Yeah.
Although Lumumba might be an interest if you're short defenders. I don't know. It makes me want to vomit, but there you go.
Has he ever played a NAB Challenge game this year? I haven't really seen him.
No, he hasn't. He's been injured.
Oh, not relevant. But Gus Brayshaw, I like the look of him, and I've actually got him in my league this year.
Would you say you like the cut of his jib, Jono?
The cut of his jib. That's what I'm trying to find, mate. moving on to, what's that? Twilight game, you'd call it, 3:35, mid-afternoon game. I don't know what you'd call that. But we got the Lions v North Melbourne with Mitch Robinson out with that calf injury, which is about a 1 to 2 week injury. Jonathan Freeman and the pizza, Marco Paparone, out. With the ends, Daniel Merritt, Zorko the Magnificent coming back for his game with that first week suspension, and Josh Green. So pretty handy he's in there. For the Lions, and for North Melbourne, you've got Kane Turner in for Jed Anderson, who basically tore that hamstring right off that bone.
Poor Jed Anderson and poor any salary cap people who chose him. This is the thing, if you chose him in salary cap, you got to burn a trade on getting rid of Jed Anderson. If you chose him in draft, big deal, man.
Yeah, I didn't pick him in either, so good luck with that. But
yeah, old Kanye Turner. I'm just going to call him Kanye, I don't care. It's a joke.
Yeah. But
and that's why I don't do comedy anymore, Jono. That's about the strength of my material.
I thought your jokes were good, Steve. So.
That's the strength of my material.
But Source Merritt, give him a bit of help in defence, but Probably not too much. I see North absolutely destroying this game.
I actually don't, man. I really think this is a potential letdown game. I think they'll win, but here's the deal, right? There was so much build up for North to win that first game under Brad Scott in round one, right?
Right.
This is a perfect letdown game. They're on the road. Zorko's back. Brisbane were humiliated. They kind of were over him.
They did actually play pretty well.
They weren't horrible, but I think West Coast let them score. But man, I'll tell you what, this is one of those letdown games. If I was betting, I wouldn't be putting money on North Melbourne in any case. I'll put it that way.
And North have done it before. They've dropped a game to Brisbane up there at the Gabba. So interesting one to watch there.
Well, I'm just putting that out there. I think they'll win, but I wouldn't be. If you're betting the line, maybe Brisbane cover that line.
Yeah. Moving on to the 4:40 game. How many games have we got on Saturday? We've got like 10. 4:40 game over in Perth. We've got Freo v. the Gold Coast Suns. Ins for Freo, big Aaron Sanderlands, MJ himself, Michael Johnson, Ed Langdon, and one of the many Pierces in that Fremantle team, Alex Pierce. And out goes all their ruckmen, Jonathan Griffin, Zach Clark, Mzungu out, which is interesting, and Matthew Tabana. So it looks like Ross Lyon's man love for Sandy is there, and he'll be the sole ruckman yet again. Michael Johnson, very good inclusion there. Probably missed him last week. And the other two, take him at your own peril.
Yeah, I think Sheridan's numbers probably come back to, 10 points to be where he should be. Michael Johnson is a machine. I love watching Michael Johnson play. He's got that weird ball drop.
Really? I've never noticed it.
He just basically palms it in his hand for like 5 seconds before he kicks it.
Okay.
No one else has noticed that? I don't know. Maybe it's just
keep an eye on him for that one, Saturday.
But big outs on the Sun side, Jono.
Big out. I'll go with the ins first just to keep our listeners on the edge here.
People don't care. You can roll through most of these guys. Like, you could have rolled through Griffin and Mzungu. No one would give a crap. No one's got them.
In for the Gold Coast Suns. Big one, Cade Collegiate and Brandon Matera out. Well, we a bit earlier than we expected, but Matthew Rosa out. And Took Miller, big one. That's a big out there. Didn't hear anything if he's injured or anything. You know what was going on there, Steve?
It's got ankle listed. I reckon Matt Rosa is the biggest story. Like, calf. He was a hot pick, really, for a lot of people in the back line. So they're both big outs.
Especially with that DPP on the both of them, big outs. And we know with Matthew Rosa that once he gets an injury, he's hardly sighted for the rest of the year.
He's always got an injury.
Yeah. Poor Matthew Rosa. But,
I don't know. College Jasny's back in. We saw Brandon Matera flash last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And also with College Jasny, Matt Rosa was playing College Jasny's role earlier in the NAB Cup, and that's why Colo wasn't doing as well. So pretty good for Colin Jasny if that's going to be the case and he plays the Matt Rosa role, I would think.
I'm still down on Colin Jasny this year. I believe in the talent, but I'm just not a believer in the role this year.
Yeah.
That's just me, though. I could be very wrong. There was this one other time I was wrong.
All right, moving on to the Saturday night games. We got the Saints v. the Doggies with Nick Riewoldt's 300th game. One of the big outs there is Blake Akers, actually. I thought he would have got a bit more of a go with Jack Sinclair and Paddy McCartan coming into the team there. I actually had Blake Akers as one of my late week pickups there, Steve, because he actually does all right.
If people remember back to our football previews, he was my smoky for the Rising Star, but he was pretty... he got a bit of it, but he was pretty bad with it last week,
You can see that beat drop there, and no changes for the Doggies, and why would you when you smashed Fremantle at home?
Yeah, no interest in anyone in that game for me, in the ins and outs, to be honest.
Nah, not really. Moving on to our first Sunday game with extended benches here, we've got Hoskin Elliott, Caniglio, and Patton in with James Stewart out, and for the catch, you got Cowan, Menzel, and Holland Smith. I thought with the way Lockie Whitfield played on the weekend, I thought he might have been an out this week.
He was poor.
He was poor.
But this is an interesting thing, Joe, because I was doing my research and GWS actually won the clearances against Melbourne last week, but they were beaten handily in the centre clearances. So I think bringing Coniglio in as that clearance player seems to be involved in, then that's where they're trying to improve. They're not going to win the Senate. Like, the Senate clearances, Mummy's cooked, right? People don't want to accept it, but he's... That ankle Rico, you can't come back from that with that size and expect to be the guy he was.
No, that's right. That's why they probably got Lob playing.
But Lob was forward. They need Lob forward whilst Cameron's out.
Well, they got Patton in now this week, so...
Maybe he's in.
They can probably divvy up to half the ground. Who knows how they're going to do that, but you could use Lob
as that floating ruckman. Patton's on the extended bench. I'm not exactly saying he's a lock to play yet.
No, but you would think he would.
Well, would I? If they were going to say if he was going to play, they would have named him, surely. They've got freaking Stevie J playing full forward on the sheet. I know the sheet means nothing, but come on.
Okay. I haven't actually seen the actual full team sheet. I'm just going off the ins and outs here.
Well, I don't know. Who am I looking at on the extended bench? They got Bunteen, he'll play. One of Steel or Green or Miss, definitely. I don't know.
Yeah, both of them were training with the Magoos yesterday, weren't they?
Yeah, that's the story.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just... Ugh.
We're speculating.
It's a horrible situation, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. And to the next Sunday game, we've got the Hawks v. West Coast in the grand final replay, with Luke Hodge missing with that broken arm. A few of the ins for Hawthorne, not too much to write home about. I had my eye on Daniel Howe in the preseason, like to see how he goes if he does play. Brendan Whitecross back, and two new players, Blake Hardwick and Caden Brand. And for the Eagles, you've got Lewis Jetta and Mark Hutchings in, with Xavier Ellis out. Probably Jetta and... How are the ones I'd be looking at?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Jeddah, yeah, I'm not really interested in any of these guys. I'd probably be more interested in Segler if I'm playing in a two-ruck league. You know, maybe. It seems like they really missed a second ruck because... I think Ben McAvoy is decent when he goes forward, and, you know, Schoenmakers did... absolutely nothing at centre half forward last week. I think he had like one possession or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's good for Segler to be in the game for Hawthorn, but not a lot of interest there. I mean, the big story is Luke Hodge is out.
Yeah, absolutely. Was it 4 to 6 weeks with that arm injury?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, to be honest, he was playing defensive anyway, so it didn't look like he was in line to score a lot. I think Luke Hodge is of some concern for his owners.
Yeah, well, if they change his position, I suppose he's going to miss those 4 to 8 weeks, so he won't get that positional change in ultimate in that. But if he did play and was playing the defence, he's been there before, and I could see him getting that defender status again, so could have worked out for him.
Well, he's not going to get it till round 12 at the very earliest now.
Yeah, that's right. So you'd still hold on to him if you got him late. But
you got to hold on to him because of where you drafted him.
Or maybe trade him If you get a decent offer for him, trade him.
Well, if you get a decent offer, then. But I'm not sure people will offer too much for him.
You don't think? I know he's not going to average that 111, but I can still see him averaging 100.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just a hold. If an offer came to his owners, then, you know, have a, you know, look at it. But
yeah,
it's going to have to be pretty decent, I think. But I don't know. I'm scared.
Yeah, absolutely. So moving on to the last game on Sunday, we've got the Blues v. the Swans. In for the Blues, of any note, is Dale Thomas, if anyone...
So there's no one of note?
Oh, boom. Maybe if anyone took him late as a flyer, but yeah, I can see Dale Thomas doing okay. And for...
Not in this game,
you don't think?
No.
In for the Sydney Swans, big, interesting one here. You got Tom Derricks, the ruckman, in for the Swans, and Teddy Richards coming in defence for Michael Tully. But they've named Tom Derricks, but certainly you can't play with three ruckmen, really, can you?
It's an extended bench.
I know it's an extended bench, but certainly you can't name three ruckmen.
Well, you can, because they did.
Yeah, well, it's going to be pretty stupid if they do.
Oh, okay, but, you know, it's an extended... Man, take it with a grain of salt. It's an extended
bench.
No,
I'm taking it. Yeah.
Look at their extended bench. They got... They've already said the three Denby Thomas from last week are going to stay, so that was Papley, Hewitt, and...
Mills.
Robinson? Oh, Mills, yeah, sorry. So Papley and Hewitt are in. They're not going to drop Dean Towers. He's in, so that leaves one.
No, that's Richard Fitalia, defender for defender.
Yeah, Richards is in for Talia.
Yeah.
All right. That's on the ground. I'm talking about the extended bench.
Ah, okay.
So it's Derricks, Hewitt, Jack, Papley, Robinson, Rose, and Towers. So, you know, it's obviously going to be Towers, Papley, Hewitt, and person X, probably Robinson.
Yeah.
He was in the side last week. They're not going to, man, it'd be pretty stiff to drop people from last week, surely.
Yeah, that's right.
Either way, I don't care about anyone coming into these teams.
Nope, not really.
So, yeah.
All right, moving on now to our captain's land, where we're going to talk our captain's picks for this week. And I know it's a bit of a boring one, but this guy's got too good of an average to pass up against the Gold Coast. Nat Fyfe, I've only played him a few times, but he averages 128 in Supercoach and 106 Dream Team against the Gold Coast Suns, so too hard to pass up on that one for me.
Jeez, what a ballsy pick, Jono.
Oh, I've got a few other outliers later on, but just going with the good ones first.
All right, so if you listen to the show, how we do it is Jono picks five captain options, I pick five captain options. He chooses from the home teams, I choose from the away teams. On the away team sheet, there's like Ablett, Danger, and Goldie. If you drafted these guys, you basically rolling him out there as captain, so I don't want to give you those guys because it speaks too obviously. So my number one caption option this week, did I say caption option?
I think you did.
Jesus Christ.
Look what happens when you're left home alone to your own devices. Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm on like my fourth beer.
Oh, okay, I'm with third.
Can I call it a caption? I'm on my fourth caption of Carlton Draft.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Maxi Gawn. Versus the Bombers.
Oh, I should tear them apart.
Look at last time Maxi Gawn played the Bombers. 58 hitouts.
Oh, my Lord.
Scored 146 and 150. 146 Dream Team, 150 Supercoach. I know Leuenberger is in there, but come on. Come on.
That's Leuenberger. He can't jump anymore, can he?
I don't think he can. No, he can't. He just... This is going to be a bath. Maxi Gawn was a... I reckon he was a little bit down last week. He'll be a bit pissed off. He's going to come out and make a statement this week.
He still competed pretty well. Like, didn't get the score that he deserved, but
he was fine. He was fine. Well.
Yeah.
But I think this week he's going to blow it up against Essendon.
Yeah, I can't see Leuenberger getting to every contest where you see Gawn getting to just about every single one. Yeah. Lock him in as a captain, I would say there.
Yep.
Another guy I've got who actually likes playing against the Bulldogs is Jack Stephen. From St Kilda, his last five games against him averaged 105 and 107 in Supercoach and Dream Team, respectively. Some of his scores from Supercoach, he's knocked out 133, 122, 104, and in Dream Team, he got 111, 142, and 113. Loves playing the Doggies at the Etihad Stadium. Lock him in.
Well, it's interesting because we're playing each other and I have Jack Stephen, so...
There you go, mate.
Are you suggesting I should roll out Jack Stephen?
Yeah. Go for it, mate.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'll take that under advisement. My number two captain option is Robbie Gray versus Adelaide.
Yeah, man. They're always going to high score in those showdown games, isn't there?
Well, yeah. I really wanted to put Travis Burke in here because Travis Burke has blown up the showdowns, but I'm a bit tentative after last week. He seemed to be a lot more forward. So I've gone with Robbie Gray as my number two option. Both games last year, he scored over 100 in Dream Team. Only a little bit. Supercoach, he blew it apart, though. 134 and 122. So certainly a better Supercoach draft option. The other games, you know, you can probably bank your 100. When he goes forward, he kicks goals. When he's in the midfield, he racks up touches. He's a gun.
Well, that's interesting, Steve, because I also have Robbie Gray in my draft team, and we're playing this playing each other this week, so thanks for the tip.
Oh, no, wait, yeah. Well, you know, I know you need the help. I know you need the help, Jono, so I'll...
I certainly do. As reigning champ, I do need the...
You do need the help.
I do.
Yeah.
For my third captain, Tom Rockliffe. You might think, yeah, that's a bit...
Yeah, you're really going out on a limb here, Jono.
Going out on a limb, but...
These are such extreme picks.
When you look at the scores that he scored against North Melbourne, in Dream Team you've got 117, 134, 122. Played him 8 times with only 3 times going under 100. And in Supercoach he's played him 8 times, 4 times under 100 with scores of 147, 126. Can't ignore the numbers, mate.
Wow, what a ballsy pick there. Oh, yeah, I'll captain Gary Ablett. Oh, no, my third pick is...
I have more.
My third pick's Joel Selwood against GWS. And we spoke a little bit about the clearance numbers before. But one thing the Cats did last week against Hawthorn, they dominated the clearances. They smashed them to pieces. If my logic is this, if Melbourne can beat GWS at the clearances... then God help GWS when they play the Cats.
Yeah, Dangerfield and Selwood hadn't played a game all preseason together. It was just like they belonged to each other. They were awesome last week.
Yeah, and I mean, I actually look at the ruck division of Geelong, the tandem of Reece Stanley and
Zach Smith,
and really, Mumford, come on, man. You're just not going to have the staying power.
No, that's right.
Reece Stanley's going to jump all over him in the center. Zach Smith's a big dude. He can body him up. He's probably not going to win around the ground, but... The two of them are going to take the toll on him.
Yeah, absolutely. Just going to run him ragged, I reckon.
So it was actually interesting, Jono. Did you find it interesting? I found it bizarre the way that everyone was clamoring over Zach Smith in the pickups this week. On the waiver wire, I saw a lot of Zach Smith... I just strolled in today once I heard Jack Steele was training with the seconds. I'll assume he's going to get dropped. Either way, he was terrible on the weekend. And picked up Reece Stanley. Reece Stanley had more hitouts. He scored well.
Well, thank you for the spoiler, because he was my late week pickup.
But that marries to your point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, so, I wanted to pick him up. I tried to get him in my team, but I couldn't fit him in my team in our listener league this week, actually.
Yeah, because I got him.
Oh, you got him this afternoon, did you?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
That's how it goes.
It certainly does. The next one I'm going to talk about, Rory Sloane. Loves the showdown.
I'm down on Rory Sloane this year. It's not fair. Because I love Rory Sloane, but I just...
But these scores from the last 5 showdowns, 118, 100, 102, 120. Okay, you got 69 and 67, but I think that was his comeback games or the game he got injured. That was Supercoach, and in Dream Team it was 92, 111, 113, 102, 67. So pretty handy there. He loves the showdown, so I could see him doing it again. So I don't mind that pick.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's up to the people who are making that decision, I guess. I don't know. Just without danger. I don't know.
Yeah, they're growing into it. They'll be all right.
Either way, my number 4 option is Andrew Gaff versus the Hawks. I've gone past Matt Prittis. I'm like, Matt Prittis, your 43 touches doesn't impress me. I want no part of that. I've gone with Andrew Gaff.
Yeah, 43, yeah. That's horrible. You're terrible, Matthew Prittis.
Yeah, that's right. That doesn't cut it. Well...
We want a Buckley 50.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was interesting because we were saying, you know, like I just said, Joel Selwood, the Cats won the clearances and all that. One thing, the Hawks actually were getting the first touch, but the Cats were winning the clearances.
So the Cats were sharking it, basically.
Well, the Cats were, you know, whatever happened, the ball hit the deck, the Cats were on it, all right? The Hawks... I don't know, man. They've had, you know, Hodges out. Shields isn't back yet. The Hawks tend to not... They play this zoning defense where midfielders can rack up possessions, right?
Yep.
Who runs and racks up possessions better than anyone in the league?
West Coast.
Andrew Gaff. He's a running machine, right? He's not going to score you 170, all right? But he's a lock for 100 against these guys. He scores well against the Hawks because he runs all day. He does the things. I think West Coast are going to control the clearances. And I just can see Andrew Gaff having a field day here.
Quite possibly. I've actually tipped West Coast to win this one.
I think a lot of people will.
Yeah, I've tipped them.
So, I mean, you know, you could go any eagle in that position, really. And like, if you said, "Hey, Steve, Andrew Gaff's terrible," it's just because of the way the Hawks set up. They allow that running player to rack up possessions. Yep. Look, if you want to go Pritis, I got no problems. If you want to go Natanui, I got no problems. That's fine. Natanui should destroy their rucks.
Absolutely. What did he score last week? 150. I can see him matching that and even going ahead of that.
Sorry, but just for me, Andrew Gaff's a really safe pick to at least get 100. So, I mean, if you wanted to roll the dice, go Natanui, or, you know, Pritis will probably score fine anyway. But they just haven't scored well against the Hawks as much.
No.
Sorry. That's my number four pick.
Well, speaking of rolling the dice with my last captain, Steve, I hope you're sitting down for this one.
What is it? Is it Todd Goldstein?
No. Mark Murphy. His last five games against the Swans in Supercoach, he's averaged 120 and Dream Team 107. If you look at his stats, this guy's played the Swans 10 times, only scored under 100 once. Can't argue with the numbers there.
I like this. This is an out there pick. I like it.
Yeah, I was looking at the stats. It's like 113, 110, 120, 130, 140. He scored everything against the Swans, so just huge. I don't know how many possessions and whatnot, but can't go past those sorts of numbers.
They're big numbers.
Certainly. Yeah.
My fifth captain, my roll of dice captain's in the same game.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a guess? Just a wild guess.
Buddy Franklin?
It is Buddy Franklin.
Yeah.
Actually plays well against Carlton, really. Plays well against Carlton. Interesting thing, I was looking into this game and I'm like, oh man, I'm going to have like five captain options for Sydney. The Sydney mids actually have a poor record against Carlton. Mostly because I'm going to assume Mick Malthouse is coaching and he was rolling with the Paul Ruse, I'm going to have eight taggers philosophy. but the Swans mids, for whatever reason, haven't really got a great record against Carlton. If you want a Captain Mitchell, Hanbury, Parker, whatever, that's fine. I've got no issue with that. But this is my roll of the dice, Captain. Buddy, it is. He just knocks out hunters like it was no business, and he did it in the preseason. I got no reason to suspect it won't be the same. I mean, look at the number they did on Collingwood. Jesus Christ.
Man, he was impressive last week, Buddy. Like,
he was great.
That was
great.
But back to the old Buddy in 2008-09 when he bagged 100 goals.
Yeah, he's under the dome. They're going to have the ball. They're just going to... Oh, this is going to be a mashing, I reckon.
Is it the dome or the G?
It's the dome.
Really? Walks at the dome. Huh, interesting one.
No, I'm pretty sure it's at the dome. Let me double it. Let me effort that. Yeah, it's at the dome.
Wow, okay.
The only thing is people often don't like having their captains as the last game because it makes them feel edgy, but...
Yeah, that's true.
I like mowing people down towards the end.
In my classic games, I rolled the dice with Dangerous Captain last week, so that worked pretty well.
Oh, this is Captain Jono. I rolled the dice with Dangerous Captain.
Who's that?
You. You just said rolled the dice with Dangerous Captain.
Boom, boom.
Wow, what an extravagant pick. Danger.
Danger. over Ablett against Essendon, really?
Yeah, well, I went with Ablett. How could you not go with Ablett? Jesus Christ, he's playing Essendon.
Yeah, I forgot to set my classic team.
Ah.
Still scored decent, but that's all right.
Well, that does it for our captains.
It does it for our captains. Now we're going to move on to our... Late week pickups, those players you're umming and ahhing about that might be filling in that fifth position there or on a bench spot that you're tempted to play.
Well, someone's injured, Jono. Someone might be. There's a lot of injuries. A lot of outs.
We've had Mitch Callahan from the Gold Coast Suns get promoted to the long-term injury list. And
is that a promotion? That's not a promotion. Yeah. Here, Mitch. Well done. Here's a certificate. You're on the long-term injury list. Promoted, well done, sir.
You're promoted to the long-term injury list, aren't you? Or put on?
Well, you put on. That's not the same as promoted.
No. Oh, he's been put on the long-term injury list. So, Alex Sexton scored 96 in Dream Team, 83 Supercoach. He's doubled the pleasure, doubled the fun.
I might have to edit that other stuff out.
Yeah.
people are going to hear this bit and be like, what the hell were they talking about?
Well, we can release the secret tapes later. Alex Sexton's gone from 2% to 4%. Really helped him gain that mid-forward role that Hallahan was playing last year and this year. So Alex Sexton gets a bit of a bump, I would think. Not my number one, but a bit of a bump.
Yeah. No worries there.
Who have you got, Steve?
For what?
Late-week pickups.
Oh, I got a lot of late-week pickups. I managed to score myself a late-week pickup in the form of one Jaeger O'Meara.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was curious, Jono. I was curious. I had a spot on my bench that I didn't really care about because Lockie Whitfield sucks. speaking of that, he'll probably score 120 this week, but whatever.
Yeah.
It was curious. I found it really curious, right? O'Meara and David Swallow, got injured around the same time, both having somewhat serious-ish injuries, surgeries, yep, whatever.
Setbacks and whatnot.
Yeah, and they chose to put Swallow on the long-term injury list.
Interesting.
So all I can imagine is that it's a little bit of...
hedging?
Not hedging, but just a little bit of optimism. All right? A little bit of optimism around Jaeger O'Meara. Look, and I've been more critical of Jaeger than anyone. This cost me nothing, though. This was a free agent pickup. If he's sitting there, I've got no worries about picking him up.
No, absolutely. And like I said, if he's not on the, as you said, he's not on the long-term injury list, there's no point. Well, you can't pick him up and just sit there for a week or two and see how he goes.
Well, I'll plan to hold him till the buys, and if we'll see what happens with the outlook.
Yeah, because long-term injury list, what, minimum 8 weeks you got to be on?
Minimum 8 weeks.
Minimum 8 weeks. So that's, yeah, right up to buy time.
Who else I got? I got Ricky Henderson. He came back in the Sandfall. He might be on your, if you've got one of the shorter bench leagues, he might be on your wire. He's capable of, when he plays, he's capable of 85s.
Is he dual position this year?
I don't know, but I'm not playing him in the midfield. I'm playing him as a defender.
Yeah, that's true. I just opened up that possibility as well.
Yeah.
Really interesting one for me, Jared Waites.
I got him on my list on the pine, actually.
I mean, he started off as 57% draft and now it's 67.
67% owned.
Yeah, which I think still incredibly low, considering I think he's just going to destroy that Brisbane defence this week. Destroyed against the Adelaide one, which I rated probably better than Brisbane, but 117 Dream Team, 122 Supercoach. Ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a big chance this week against Brisbane.
Great flyer this week. So.
Yeah, great flyer this week, absolutely. Josh Kennedy just tore Brisbane apart. I know Sauce Merritt's back, but who cares?
Yeah, Sauce will probably go to Brown or even Petrie, I would imagine.
Might go to Petrie.
Yeah, so if you need that extra forward and get those extra points, go Jared Waite.
It's a roll the dice move, but is your fifth forward, who cares?
Yeah, exactly right. And another one for me, it's a bit of a gamble, but it's one that this guy would probably suit on Subiaco, Jack Martin. How's this for a stat? At the start of the year, owned by 38%, now up to 73% owned.
Well, so he might not be in your league.
Yeah, so he might not even be there now. So, but if you can get him, do roll the dice on him. Why not?
Yeah, I'm looking at Jared Blair, like we mentioned before. He's only owned in 47% of leagues on Ultimate Footy. So if you're in an even shallower bench league, then that's better. I just think without Swan, without Sidebottom, Blair gets a bit of midfield time.
Yep.
So he might be a guy who can knock out 90.
Which would be quite handy in your forward line.
Yeah.
Yep. Another bloke who's a forward. Don't know how he's going to score this week. Probably the same, but Toby McLean from the Bulldogs. Started off as 1% ownership, but now it's only gone up to 9%. So very good chance he's still going to be in all your leagues there. Knocked out the 100, so pick him up.
They're playing the Saints. Yeah, well,
playing maybe, the Saints, and maybe generally maybe. It was actually contrasting last year. They played twice. One was helter-skelter, open game, and the second time was just lockdown defender, defense-type game. So who knows how it's going to pan out.
Yeah, I got one more forward, and that's cringeworthy. He's only about in 83% of league, so that's fine.
I think I've got it written down here too, mate.
Oh, doesn't it make you just want to vomit?
It certainly does.
I'm cleaning the chunks of whatever off my lip at the moment. It's Jack Watts.
Yeah.
Essendon. Come on. He really he stood up when the game was there to be won.
Is he on peptides? Has Essendon been calling? Man, 10 marks, kicked a couple of goals. He actually looked pretty good.
And set him up as well.
Yeah, he looked pretty good on the weekend. You got to give him that.
He's had a good preseason. I'll give him credit where it's due, man.
Yeah, so will I. But I know one of our guys in our league picked him up late and rolled the dice and seemed to have worked out well. Scored the 90 and super coach and did well.
Yeah, it's not a horrible pick.
No.
In the ruck, I got Reece Stanley, man. In the ruck forward, owned in 65% of Ultimate Footy Leagues. I really think, like, I saw people putting in waivers for Tom Hickey and Rory Lobb and all this sort of nonsense. Reece Stanley's still sitting there. Just because he didn't have a great Supercoach game. He had an okay Dream Team game.
Yep.
75 or whatever it was. I think it was 75.
Yep.
I think it's a free hit. It's a free hit for your forward line or ruck, backup, whatever.
Easily.
So I think that's a pretty handy late week pickup.
Certainly is. And one, I probably won't do it, but I'm going to keep an eye on it. Matt Jones just caught my attention. Scored 80 Dream Team, 90 Super Coach, only in 10% of teams. So just going to keep my eye on him this week. He's a forward for the Demons.
And also in short bench leagues, Brody Grundy might have been there. Solo ruck, he'll smash it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else? Oh, how's this for an interesting stat? I looked on Big Footy, Dylan Robinson. 34 people dropped him this week. Why? He's going to score yet. Average 80.
Because people overreact in round one, Jono.
That is true. That's true.
So that's why I can pick up Brody Grundy in the late week and everyone spent their waiver on Tom Hickey.
That is true.
So on Zach Smith. And Zach Smith, who relied on, who isn't going to kick 3 goals every week.
No.
To score 100. Oh, yeah. I saw it last week. Zach Smith. Oh, 86 in the first half. What do you get in the second half? 14.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Let's take a bit of perspective here, people.
Do your research, people.
All right. So, actually, I had a couple of back pickups. There's a few defenders out this week. Robbie Tarrant, actually, man. He took a lot of marks last week.
He's a bit of a flash in the pan for me. He'll do it for like 3 weeks and then Robbie who?
Well, look at this from this perspective. Brisbane have got reasonably solid clearance players, would we suggest?
Yes.
Okay, so if they're just going to bang the ball forward aimlessly a la Adelaide, which is a possibility, who should be there taking some marks?
Robbie Tarrant.
He's only in 14% of leagues. This is my thing. Look, there's nothing in defence. All right.
No.
Once your draft's done, the defender pool is weak as piss.
Yes.
Okay, so look, if you want to go get Ryan Harwood, he might be there in your shallower bench leagues. Robbie Tarrant will definitely be there. 14% in the ultimate leagues. Come on.
Roll the dice. What's
Roll
it
the
going
to And also...
Absolutely nothing.
Also, Sean Attlee. Keeps knocking at the door.
Really?
Well, keeps knocking at the door. And this is the other thing. We had the injury to... Jed Anderson. So there's a position for a running player. What does Sean Hatley do?
Run, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, come on. This is talk. We're talking backup defenders. We're talking, I've got no options. This is my fifth defender. Give me a hand. These are some guys you can look at. Certainly. I mean, otherwise, I'm looking at Zach Tui because Sydney, last year and the year before, Sydney couldn't hold the ball in their forward line. But this year, it seems like once it's in there, it's just going over everyone's heads through the goals. So I'd recommend Zach Tui, but I can't do it at the moment, to be honest.
Not for this game, but did all right in the first week.
So, whatever. There's some. Did you have any other options, John?
Nothing really concrete, solid. Just more ones I was looking at myself for maybe later down the track. But you know, Andre Everett types and Jackson Trengos, but nothing solid.
Yeah. See, I mean, you know, if you wanted to find a player, I guess pick a team that you think is going to win, or maybe a game where it's tie. I mean, I don't know. We spoke about Nathan Wilson. I can't imagine he's still in your pool. He might be.
I got him.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, there's a lot of.
Well,
I mean,
he went from 14% to 30%. That was this afternoon.
No, he's already at 30%. We spoke about it on.
Oh, did we?
Monday. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, there's guys around, but I mean, look for the teams that are going to win. If you really need someone, I don't know.
Well, injuries.
Oxley might be a good option.
Yeah, he was decent. He was up and down last year. One week he'd go 100, next week 40. So
people might have dropped Aish when he wasn't named last week. He's named for Collingwood, so he's a defender.
Yep.
So there are some options around, but it's not like the forwards and mids where you can have a bit more confidence based on the matchup.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I think that just about wraps it up. Steve, we got any questions this week, mate?
Yeah, we had a couple of listener questions. It's a great time for people to ask questions. Maybe you've got a trade offer you're not sure about. You know, it's really tight and you want a second opinion. Or you've got a waiver position, you don't know who to choose. So we had a couple of those guys. And if you want to ask us those questions, you can hit us up on Twitter, at the Draft Doctors. We're very active there. Or you can grab us on Facebook. What's the Facebook, Jono?
Facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Leave us a private message. We'll see it whenever we get up for work or on our lunch break, and we're happy to answer it there. And yeah, we'll go from there.
Yeah, it's a bit interesting with the waivers because we got a few Western Australian listeners. Big shout out to everyone over in the West.
2 o'clock in the morning they send it. I'm like, what the hell?
We've had a few 2 o'clock in the morning messages, and I feel a bit guilty because I wake up for work and I'm like, oh, Jesus, have these guys missed the waiver period or not?
Yeah, I'm the same.
But we had people asking about whether they persist with Marco Paparone or whether they grab Jed Adcock or someone off the waiver. Obviously, Paparone's out this week with a hamstring. Probably, you know, if you're really struggling for someone, just roll the dice on one of the guys we've talked about before. Whether it's an Aish or Anderson or depending on your league format, you know, maybe Salem's there.
Yep.
So certainly no worries about cutting these late round guys. They're lottery tickets, as we like to call them. So there should be no issue with cutting them.
No.
And another question we got is, do they choose Rory Lobb or Zach Smith for the backup ruck role?
Ooh.
Lobb has a DPP.
Lob has a DPP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lob. I'm one of those guys who likes the DPP status, and I think with shared ruckman, with Zach Smith and Stanley, he takes the points away. And, okay, Lob's not going to score crap each week, so he will put some decent games in, probably get you a 90 average for the year, which is decent for a backup ruckman, and could get you some trade value later on if he does go on a tear.
No, I'd probably go Zach Smith. I think Lobb, and you know, that's fine. We can disagree. And what you've said is fine. That's very valid. But my worry is that at the moment, Lobb's a really good tall target forward. And I'm just worried with Patton and Cameron coming back, whether that take some of, you know, the forward targets away from
Lobb
him.
Lobb or Lobby?
Lobb. Rory Lobb.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant Matt Lobby. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, no. I'd still take Lobb. Okay. Just on the basis that Mumford's bound to get injured.
Okay, so there you got two different perspectives. So there's zero health for you, listener.
So take a coin, heads or tails, take a pick.
Yeah. I actually already responded on Twitter and I told him Zach Smith, so screw you, Jono.
Oh, I might get back in the can today. Nope. Rory Lobb.
But you told people to drop Dane Beams last week, so I feel like you're out of the loop.
I'm out of the loop. I got to redeem myself.
Yeah, you need a really good pick this week. Who was your number? Wait, who? No, not Fife. Who was your number two captain option?
Jack Stephen.
All right, Jack Stephen's going to have to tear it up this week.
I hope he doesn't, because you actually
you're torn now, aren't you?
It's actually I am torn because he's my captain in our listener league draft, and I'm playing you. Who you're probably going to captain him against me. So
wait, we're not playing in the listener league as well, are we?
No, but I have him in the listener league.
Oh, okay.
Which I captained last week. So, bugger it, I'm going to go Mark Murphy against you and then laugh at you.
Wait, didn't I suggest you should go Robbie Gray?
You suggested I go Robbie Gray, but I'm going to go Mark Murphy.
Oh, man, that's that's good for me, I'll put it that way.
I might just have to open up the league settings just to see how I'm going at the time. Yes, I'm the commissioner too, so I'm gonna
edit this all out, by the way, because I don't want people getting the idea that they should be shifty commissioners.
Oh, okay. All right, that wraps up our show for this week. Again, if you would like to follow us on social media, head over to Twitter @TheDraftDoctors or Facebook @facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Leave us a message. We'll be happy to answer it if there's anything you might like. Also, please do drop us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Hit the 5 stars. We really appreciate it. And if you do drop us a review, we're quite happy to read it out on air.
It takes like 20 seconds. It literally takes nothing, and it really means everything to us.
It doesn't have to be a wall of text. All you got to say is, great show, keep up the good work. Done. That's it. Send. So please do, guys, and we'll see you next week.